In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I have always had a fondness for the gospel narrative of the three kings, which we hear in today's gospel, and which is prophesied in today's epistle. The humility of the scene is so touching. Three noble men, great kings, distinguished by their wealth, power, and knowledge. Kings who had never in their lives knelt before any man. Kings clothed in fine garments, surrounded by hordes of servants, and with the strength of armies at their call. Kneeling for the first time in their lives before a little child living in a stable. The beauty of their humility makes us want to weep. It strikes us so deeply. But this year, there is a different lesson to be learned from the example of the three kings. Something that those wise men shared with the humble shepherds of Bethlehem. We all know that the Magi were led to the Christ child by following a star. It is something so well known that we take it for granted. And no piece of art featuring the three kings would seem complete without having a star shining down upon the nativity scene. What we all tend to forget, however, is that stars are only visible at night. This simple fact, if we dwell upon it and think about it seriously, has much to teach us. Most of us have, at one point or other in our lives, stayed up very late, perhaps even the whole night. Maybe it was for Christmas midnight mass. Perhaps it was to prepare for an examination. Perhaps it was because a loved one was seriously ill. Perhaps even it was simply because the baby in the house couldn't sleep and was doing its best to make sure that no one else would either. The next day, we would have loved nothing better than to stay in bed. Yet, in all probability, we still had to get up and go about our duties. In order for the three kings to find the Christ child, they had to stay awake and travel during the night. And it was not just for one night, or even for a week. A caravan of camels travels an average of 20 miles a day. Imagine it taking you an entire day to get from here to Cincinnati proper, the downtown. By camel, it would have taken me almost 2 months to travel here, instead of the 2 hours that it did take by airplane. It would have taken months of traveling for the wise men to reach the Holy Land. And for all that time, they had to travel by night in order to follow the star. We tend to imagine, if we give any thoughts at all, through the travels of the three kings, that after traveling during the night, they simply set up their tents and took a nice nap during the day. But just think of where they were traveling. They were in the middle of the desert, where during the day it is unbearably hot under the burning sun. We think it is bad if the air conditioning breaks down during the summer and the church is a little warm. Imagine trying to sleep in a tent in the middle of the desert. Anyone who has been camping could tell you that tents become unbearably hot and stuffy during the day, even in this country. In the desert, the temperature outside can easily reach 120 degrees, which would make the inside of the tent literally into an oven. Even in Florida, where I am stationed, which is not nearly as hot as the desert, during the summer months, the inside of the cars becomes so overheated that you have to air out the car before you can even get in. But yet, the three kings set out across the desert with their tents and camels. If you have ever been to the desert or watched videos about the desert, you know that all of the unfriendly reptiles that live there are all active during the day. Not only would the three kings have to endure the impossible heat of the tents, but they would have to deal with all of the snakes and lizards and scorpions and monstrous spiders that would come to visit them while they were trying to sleep. When you go camping, it is completely miserable if mosquitoes get into your tent with you. But at least you have insecticide, and mosquitoes will not kill you. Scorpions, being related to mosquitoes, are, I'm sure, just as good at getting into tents. The three kings did not have insecticide, and scorpions could kill them, but still they traveled for months. In the desert, water is scarce, and it can be days before finding the next oasis. Try not drinking anything between meals for an entire week, or even just one day, and you will start to understand the thirst of the desert. The three kings did not know the way or where they were going, but still they set out into the desert. They were kings. They offered the Christ child enormously expensive gifts, the best that they had. Everyone knows that the barren and inhospitable desert is a haven of the most dangerous and bloodthirsty brigands, bandits who would follow the caravans like buzzards circling around a dying animal. Even a blind bandit could have discovered the worth of that caravan, and probably every miscreant for miles was after them. But yet, while all this was going on, the three kings would be trying to catch some sleep, hoping that when they woke, they would still have a gift to give to the newborn king. And after months of hardship and dangerous journeying, what did they find when they arrived in Jerusalem? No one knew about the Christ child. Those who did know didn't care. The one person who seemed to care would murder the children of an entire village in hopes of killing one innocent child. But nonetheless, following the star, the three kings arrived in Bethlehem in the middle of the night and fell to their knees to worship their God. They came in the middle of the night, like the shepherds before them. Just as the shepherds were the first of the chosen people to worship their Redeemer, the three kings were the first of the Gentiles to benefit from the Incarnation. We are in a situation very much like that of the three kings. Tonight, we have a star very similar to that which led the three kings, a star which is almost as rare and just as precious. Throughout all the world, there are perhaps only two or three places in which we could attend all-night adoration. One of them is this church. Follow the example of the three kings. Follow the flickering glow of the sanctuary lamp. Cross the deserts of unbelief and paganism that surround us on all sides. Travel by night, as the three kings did, and make a holy hour before the Blessed Sacrament, so that, just as the three kings merited to be the first of the Gentiles to worship their incarnate God, so you too might merit to be counted among some of the last of God's faithful children. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.